com.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Anita Hiles works coast to coast with realty executives. She is an award-winning top producer that has been voted Bold City Best Realtor in 2015 and 2016. And she's opened her own real estate office in Jacksonville and Fernandina Beach, Florida. Anita is a retired law enforcement police officer from Southern California, where she serviced for 25 years. Anita has a son, James, who has been serving our great country in the U.S. Army for over 11 years. Now Anita has joined the WBOB team for all things real estate. This is Rapid Fire Real Estate. Here's Anita Hiles.
Welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at AnitaHiles.com. And I am glad to be here today with my buddy, Roger Henderson.
Hey, Anita, what's going on?
Everything's going well.
Yeah, well, we are excited. New things are on the horizon for the new year, aren't there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can't believe it. It's going to be like Christmas next week and then we're done.
Exactly.
It's like, I can't even believe it. It's going to be 2019.
Yeah, time flies. Yes, yes.
I tell
yes,
you what,
yes.
It was a great weekend. I had fun. Mm-hmm. I won some tickets with Dreamfinders at one of our realtor mixers. So I got to have club seats for the last game against the Skins.
Yes, I saw pictures of you on Facebook.
Yeah, and I do want to apologize to the guy sitting next to me because I think I talked to him the entire time. I think I talked to him the entire time.
Yeah.
And that poor guy.
But, you know, here's the thing. No, the Jaguars didn't win, but it was a fun game to watch, and I love seeing that kickoff punt return for a touchdown. That was exciting.
That could have been exciting. I don't remember much of the game because I was chatting with the guy next to me.
Okay.
So that poor guy. I just figured we were going to lose, so I just started making friends with people around me.
Well, you never know. There's this phrase called any given Sunday. You could win or lose either way.
That's correct. Yeah. And he was, of course, rooting for the Skins, so I didn't mind disturbing game the entire time. So, but it was great weather. It was a good game, and I know that we'll do well next year. Well, we've got some great events happening this week in Jacksonville that we do not want people to miss, and great family activities. We've got a musical, Rudolph, at the Florida Theater, December 20th. That's this weekend. So that would be kind of fun to watch that. I've never seen it.
Rudolph has to do with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, right?
That's correct. Okay. It's a musical.
Okay.
So that should be interesting. And this one I know I will not be partaking in. It's Run Santa Run. It is a 5K. It starts at 6 p.m. at night on the 21st.
That's interesting. Usually the 5K runs are during the day. This is going to be at night, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be at night. Yeah. By that time, I'm not worth doing 5 miles at that particular hour. But
it's probably a lot more pleasant because the sun's not beating down on you. What time does it start?
It starts at 6:30.
Okay.
And everyone wears a Santa outfit.
Interesting. Now,
and they give them to you, too. They make these Santa vests.
And this falls on which day of the week?
The 21st.
Okay. I'm looking at my calendar.
It's this weekend.
Okay.
And Christmas on the River. And that is downtown on the 22nd at 8 p.m. and 23rd at 2 p.m. You don't want to miss these, so you want to go to my Facebook page, Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And you can click on Live Like Locals.
Okay.
And all the information is there on what's happening this week. So go to my Facebook page, click on it. And also while you're there, like my page. I am 100 away from 10,000 peeps.
I know we've got 100 people right now who have not liked your Facebook page yet.
Yes.
Maybe we can get there today.
Stop in traffic. Okay. Pull over. This is an emergency.
Okay.
You need to like my Facebook page.
Generally speaking, you know, you keep people posted on what's going on in the community. What are some of the other things you talk about on your Facebook page?
Oh, I talk about real estate.
Okay.
I talk about just, you know, what's going on in the community, what's going on in Northeast Florida, as well as some other surrounding states that we border with.
Right.
Because they all listen as well. And sometimes I even put a little California stuff because I know I've got some followers out in that area.
Right. Now, one thing that I love about what you deal and you talk about is even though you deal with real estate, it's not just those interested at the time in buying or selling real estate,
sure.
but you offer ongoing tips and information for homeowners, you know, just to make sure that their property maintains its value and
it's
that
so
kind of
important.
Thing.
You have to keep up with your home. And if if you do it all at one time, like, okay, we're going to sell, let's redo the house.
It can be overwhelming.
It can be overwhelming and a lot of money. But if you keep up with it and do just a little bit as you go along and always maintain your home, you're going to get a lot of value for it. So, yes, we try to give a pretty good variety on our show about real estate and about what's going on locally, as well as where to find me at Realty Executive Oceanside.
Yes. What do you think is one of the biggest areas people sometimes tend to not think about when it comes to keeping the value of their property up?
Oh, gosh. The one thing? There are so many.
There's so many.
I mean,
huh?
Yeah, there really is. And the main thing is, you know, you want to just keep the inside.
Keep the inside looking how?
Always looking nice. And, you know, curb appeal is always important as well.
We live in Florida. How important is it to have an in-ground irrigation system?
An in-ground irrigation system.
You're looking around the studio. I have found that in Florida is invaluable.
You're talking like a septic tank?
No, something that waters your grass. And
Yes. That's always great. Sure.
In this kind of heat that we have, not right now, but in the summertime, it will kill your lawn if you don't keep it watered. And that's just something you don't have to worry about if you have an irrigation system.
Yeah, and it's nice. Like you said, the separate run saves you some money.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff. So absolutely. We've got some new things coming up to Rapid Fire Real Estate. Effective January, I will be going to prime time from 5 to 6 p.m. I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
And Roger's agreed to stay, which is fantastic. He's going to be here every week with me. Right, Roger?
I don't know.
Crickets. Crickets. I'm trying to convince Roger it's not that big of a deal to work from, from 4 in the morning till 6 p.m.
6 in the evening, yeah.
But we do want you guys to call in today. We have a great show for you. And our number at the office is 222-8255. That's 222-8255. Another thing I want to mention is we have Chris Hogan coming on January 9th.
Now, for those who don't know, who's Chris Hogan?
Chris Hogan is part of the Dave Ramsey Solutions.
Okay.
And so he is the money man, and he's going to be here January 9th. He just released a new book, so he's going to be giving those away. And it is time for our hot, hot, hot properties in Jacksonville. And here we go. I've got a great new listing at 628 Ponte Vedra Boulevard, A11. Now, let me tell you about this condo. This condo is awesome. It's been recently, in the last few years, redone. So it's all up to date. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, 1,440 square feet. And right across the street, you have your private entrance to the beach, private beach on Ponte Vedra. Can't beat it. It's an awesome location. You can walk to the Ponte Vedra Inn and Spa. This condo is going for $495,000.
Okay.
On Ponte Vedra Boulevard. You're by great neighbors, great location, and of course you could just walk to the beach.
And for families, you're in the St. John's County school system.
Yes.
Which is very important for a lot of people.
That's awesome. Yes, I'm excited about that one. And we have 9864 Eve Drive North. That is not too far from Beach and Kernan. It is only $132,000. It's a 3-bedroom, 1-bathroom, 1,125 square feet. And this should go quickly. This should go quickly. So we're excited. And when we come back, I am going to tell you about the results from our GoFundMe that we did for the Adams family here locally. So I'm excited about that. And also, when you come back, we're going to tell you why real estate sucks. So stay tuned and don't turn that dial. We'll be right back on WBOB.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Does your furnace need repair, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to handyman.homeadvisor.com. HomeAdvisor is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to handyman.homeadvisor.com, handyman.homeadvisor.com. That's handyman.homeadvisor.com.
I'm impressed with my attorney, Bernie.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at AnitaHiles.com. And we are glad to be here today. And we were going to talk about a little bit. You know, I had a GoFundMe page.
Yeah, the tragedy which happened with the family, the police officer family.
That's correct. And we were about $2,300 shy of our goal. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I'm running it through the 9th. And if Carpet Man did not step up to the plate, they paid the remaining amount or donated the remaining amount. Uh-huh. And so we could reach our goal, which I thought was extremely kind and giving, just like everybody who gave. And so I wanted to put a pitch out there to everyone who donated and say thank you. And thank you to Carpet Man for helping us reach our goal. And it's going to be left on there. So in case people still want to donate a little bit, they can. Even though we have, in fact, reached our goals. So I am so excited. We'll be, as soon as all that logistics goes into place, we will take over a check to the Adams family. So I wanted to say thank you to everybody. And part of the one segment that I love is, why does real estate suck? Well, sometimes
at
it
least,
does.
At least you're honest about it. You know, I would have said, you know, let's not go there. But you know what? I think it's good for people to be aware, because a lot of people
who listen to— That not all the time it's perfect.
Exactly. A lot of people who listen to your program, for example, are you know, interested in maybe even pursuing careers in real estate.
That's
And they need to know the good, the bad, and sometimes the ugly,
it's
right?
It's not always the birds at you know, chirping away. It's sometimes can get pretty ugly.
Although it often is.
Yes. And one of the things we wanted to talk about today, because, you know, we're anticipating maybe, is there going to be a shutdown? I know it's like the big talk right now. Mm-hmm. Is the government going to shut down? Well, how does that affect real estate? And so we have a couple people here today that are going to help us go through that. We have Chad Murphy from First Florida Financial here. Hi, Chad.
Hi, Anita. Thanks for having me.
Yes. And we have Jeff Stone King from Brightway Insurance.
Hey, Anita.
And my good friend Andy Alleman from St. John's Title in Ponte Vedra.
Ponte Vedra, Jacksonville, and St. Augustine now.
Wow, you just keep growing. That's awesome. Well, welcome you guys.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So we're going to talk a little bit. What happens if there's a potential, how does that affect real estate in the lending world, or does it?
Actually, when you asked me earlier to do some homework for the show, I had to look it up. I've been doing it for a little over 20 years and didn't remember anything being affected. Mm-hmm. The last shutdown was in 2013 for 16 days. And I think that we're going to mirror that. If there is a shutdown, we're going to mirror what happened then. Federal Housing Administration, FHA, did not stop funding loans other than reverse and Title I loans. Title I loans are it's a special home rehab funding, so it's really not going to affect a large portion of the market there. VA, their stance is it's important to support the military. They're not going to stop funding or insuring loans. Conventional, which would be Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, even though they're quasi-government institutions now, it won't affect their funding. USDA, they're under the Department of Agriculture. It's a small percentage of loans. They will shut down. They won't be funding. But what can happen, even though the lending portion will go through, if people are laid off, you know, it can affect verifications of employment. The IRS is on shutdown, so we can't get copies of tax transcripts, which is a big deal.
We are happy the IRS is on shutdown.
Do you mean laid off or furloughed?
Furloughed. Sorry, not laid off. I apologize. Yeah.
It's a furlough.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if the IRS shuts down, typically we won't lend if we can't get tax transcripts. But in 2013, they just held the authorization forms to order the transcripts. And they waited until the government was back open, but it didn't stop funding.
And the potential anticipation of any of this happening, and anyone can ask for their documentation in advance of closing if they know they got it coming up.
Tax transcripts have to be ordered from the lender. So the lender would have to initiate that ordering. Actually, you know, that's a good question. We've had problems where customers have had to order their transcripts before on an exception basis. But I don't think they would be able to do it prior.
Okay.
Maybe they could. They could consult. It's something I should know and look up prior to the shutdown if there is one.
I'm really good at putting people on the spot. Yeah,
thanks, Roger. I appreciate that.
I know. It's like watering the lawn. Oh, what is that?
Yeah. In-ground irrigation system.
That's it. Thank you. We don't have that in California. But yes, you know, it's interesting. We don't realize sometimes what's all involved when there is a shutdown. And one thing positive is we've never, at least in my lifetime, I don't believe we've had any shutdown that's gone over 30 days. It's usually for 13 days, 10 days. And so usually within that 30 days, we're still, if we have a clear to close, we're going to probably close in that month.
Right. I would agree. And I don't, if it drug on, I'm sure there are some obstacles I don't know what they would be, but I'm sure that would create complications.
Right. After that point. But we're hoping that this, if it does in fact happen, that it's short lived. But that's good information. What's the interest rate right now on an average, you know, 720 FICO?
Well, with the market volatility, it's actually helped. We were pushing a little over 5% on a 30-year fixed mortgage, and we have some relief on that. Conventional lending, which would be your Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae 30-year fixed, loan size is under the $453,000. Mid to high fours, depending on the scenario. And the government loans, FHA, Federal Housing Administration, or the VA, we're in the low fours now, low to mid fours, depending on the situation. So we've seen anywhere from a quarter to 3/8 reduction in interest rates, which is good.
You just implied that sometimes the cost of the house can affect the interest rate, or no?
No, it. I said the scenario, the credit score, loan to value. There's some pricing differences.
So the percentage rate, well, it's not, you know, like progressive taxation. You don't pay a higher interest rate just because you're buying a $1 million home.
No. Well, your loan size could change your interest rate because you're on a different loan program.
That's a whole different ballgame when you're at that level.
You have loan limits on conventional loans. It's $453,100, roughly right at that amount. Once you get into a jumbo loan size, well, then they're not backed by Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae.
I see. Okay.
That's a jumbo loan. It's
or if you're buying a house that expensive, show it with some cash at closing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That makes
it
the money.
Easy. I don't enjoy that because it cuts me out of the loop, but it does make the transaction easy.
And we have Jeff. Jeff, with insurance. And, you know, you were over. I had a little open house at my office yesterday, and we got chatting yesterday. And that's when it first dawned on me, because I had never even thought about insurance. How does that impact, if we do, in fact, have a shutdown, how does that impact? We want people to call. Don't forget to call in at 222-8255. Let's ask some questions.
Right. If you're outside of the Jacksonville area, because we have a lot of people listening in Georgia and, you know, even other parts of Florida, area code 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255.
Yes, because I'm sure people are going to have questions about this, and especially with the homeowner's insurance.
So with the with homeowner's insurance or auto insurance, the government shutdown doesn't necessarily have a direct effect on it. But because of some current situations, it could. NFIP, National Flood Program, which has been historically 100% of the flood industry, is actually set up to where Congress needs to vote to renew that program. And the program is up to actually expire tomorrow. So it was actually up on the 7th, again on the 14th. And now tomorrow, and the last 2 weeks, the Congress has voted to extend that just for a short time period. So that could be a possibility that flood insurance might not be available for new homes through the National Flood Program. Fortunately, in Florida, about 2 years ago, Florida passed the ability for insurance carriers, the private insurance carriers, most of your homeowners carriers being considered private carriers, to offer private flood insurance. So there are options out there, but it may not be the traditional NFIP option while Congress is shut down.
So when they'll stop funding this tomorrow?
If they do not do an extension, yes, tomorrow at midnight.
Okay. And they normally you guys get an extension?
They have in the past. About 2 years ago, 3 years ago, similar, they stopped writing flood through NFIP for about 2 weeks or so. And again, if the policy's already issued, then somebody can still close on a property if they're getting a new property or a new policy. But we're not able to write any new policies during that time. And it's not directly related to the government shutdown. It's just that Congress has to vote to extend the program.
Very good. Well, let's call in and ask some questions at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to our attorney. Actually, all three of them. But we're going to put our attorney on the hot seat.
Okay.
When we come back. And so I'm excited about that, Andy.
All right.
Because we miss having you around.
Sounds exciting.
Okay. Legal questions.
Legal questions.
Will be answered.
That's right.
All right.
Here comes the music. On Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And we'll be right back on WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Federal Reserve says it's raising its key interest rate for the fourth time this year to reflect the U.S. economy's continued strength, but is also signaling it may slow down next year. The quarter-point hike to a range of 2.25 to 2.50% lifts the Fed's benchmark rate to its highest point since 2008. On Wall Street, reaction has been muted. First, stocks went down. Now, for the most part, they're back up. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 122 points at this hour. The NASDAQ is up by 3. The whole nation got to know the service dog Sully, who stood by former President George H.W. Bush when health problems afflicted him. Now the dog's trainer, the group America's Vet Dog, says Sully has been given a new job at Walter Reed Medical Center. They say that the former president had requested that Sully's talents be put to use on behalf of other veterans. This is SRN News.
Think about traveling this way. No TSA, no lines, no advanced two-hour arrival, no crowded middle seat. The group that takes care of you is Go Fly Leasing. Go to their website right now, GoFlyLeasing.com. That's GoFlyLeasing.com. Rates start as low as $450 per flight hour with additional discounts through Go Fly Leasing's monthly membership program. Take advantage of it today. GoFlyLeasing.com. That's GoFlyLeasing.com.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. While we've earned the reputation as North Florida and South Georgia's preeminent official Rolex jeweler, it's important to point out that at Underwoods we carry other watches too. We start with Seiko, the most reliable and serviceable watch made for under $500. Next we have Tavan, the Swiss-made ladies and men's and dress and sport watches, starting at $450. We also carry the Swiss watch Raymond Weil in ladies, men's, and men's sport watches, and they start at $600. If it's a ladies' diamond fashion watch, you need to look at Michelle. They start at $525. Another name we carry is Tudor, inspired by Rolex with the same founder and owner. And their sport watches and chronographs are the rage in Swiss timekeeping. And they're priced from $2,000 to $5,000. So if you're interested in watches, we have what you want at Underwoods. And all of our watches carry a five-year warranty. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program that's been around for 25 years, and they have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $1 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money. Think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have a lot to offer? Well, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Are you guys looking for a morning show that is fast-paced, entertaining, and gives you all the news without all the nonsense involved? Listen to Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Monday through Friday, right here on FM 101.1 AM 600, Talk Radio WBOB, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., Roger.
And we value your input as well, so feel free to call in.
That's right. Mornings from 6 to 9 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, on FM 101.1 AM 600, Talk Radio WBOB.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244. 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO 6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC 13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
Here comes the story of the hurricane.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at AnitaHiles.com. And we are here today. I've got quite a few guests today. I'm excited. And right now we have Andrew Alleman from St. John's Title in Ponte Vedra.
Now, he's a lawyer.
He is. This is our time for lawyer nonsense.
We were talking shop a minute ago, and I said, what does a title attorney do? And learned a few things there, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, with title attorneys, basically our role in the real estate transaction, buy, sell, refinance process is we handle all the legal and accounting and financial. We make sure that everything's paid as part of the closing. Anything that exists prior to the closing on recordable documents, things like that, are cleared of record. If they're not cleared of record, or if they're not the thing that's going to be cleared of record, they can be listed as exceptions to title. We're getting into the insurance world, which kind of overlaps, but that's what we do. We get the property sold, transferred, so the owner can have marketable title to their property, or so the lender can have first lien insurable loan on that parcel.
Is it a type of legal practice where you represent the seller or buyer, or are you representing everybody, just making sure everything goes by smoothly?
As a title company, you're representing the transaction. You're the settlement agent.
Okay.
You're an impartial neutral party.
I see.
Now, a title attorney can represent a side of the transaction, but the fiduciary responsibilities are different in that regard. So if a buyer hires me to represent them in their transaction, I would have a fiduciary duty to that buyer. I would help negotiate that contract, help make sure that the fees are in line with what they'd have to pay. On the seller side, which is more traditional in North Florida, the seller would pick the title agent or the seller's agent, things like that. On the seller side, again, there's a separate fiduciary responsibility. They have different interests. In terms of the practice of law, it's not as adverse as other practices of law, like family law or civil litigation or commercial litigation. So generally speaking, in the residential realm, a majority of the time, by the time the transaction gets to us, if the contract has been prepared by an experienced professional like Anita, most of that stuff has been negotiated out.
Okay.
On occasion, there are still some loose ends that need to be tied down. And as the settlement agent, we assist all parties and helping identify what loose ends need to be tied down and get it to the finish line.
Oh, okay.
And what is title insurance? A lot of people ask, well, you know, why do I need it?
Right.
And, you know, if I pay cash, do I need it?
Well, that's a good point. Well, let's start there. If you pay cash, that pulls out one large reason for title insurance to be a necessary part of the transaction. Lenders are going to require it. And the reason lenders require it is a reason why an owner would want it, because they want to protect their interest in the property. The lender requires a mortgagee policy, a loan title policy, because they want to ensure, they want to have an insurance policy that will state and protect their lien in whatever position they've negotiated to be. So in the example of a standard purchase money mortgage, that purchase money lender, I was going to come up with some sort of hypothetical name because I don't want to say a name, but lender will want to remain in first lien position. What that means is, let's say the we're doing a refinance. Chad's handling a refi, and Chad sends the transaction to our office, and that homeowner had a roof contract starting on the property maybe 6-7 months ago. And that roof lien, that roof contract, there'll be a recordable instrument of record that will state that project has started. It's called the notice of commencement. So we'll check and we'll see, well, sorry, lender, we got to check and clear this open notice of commencement. So we'll reach out to the building contractor, the roofer. We'll make sure that the funds have all been paid. If they haven't, we'll collect for those funds. Whatever it is, whatever it takes to get us to that point, that lien is in first lien position on an owner's policy.
Right. So we want a clear title.
We want a clear, and on an owner's policy,
same thing. We want to make sure that any work that's been done on the home, because sometimes the roofers forget to take that lien off. Everything has been met. They've gotten their check. Sometimes they forget. It happens every once in a while.
Right.
You guys make sure that that's removed when need be.
And prior mortgages are a good example of something that happens very routinely on a refinance transaction or on a purchase transaction. You're buying a property, you're going to have an owner's policy. If the in North Florida, traditionally, the seller pays for the owner's policy. the owner's policy will ensure to that owner that they have marketable title. It may be subject to certain exceptions. For example, if someone uses a purchase money mortgage to purchase the property, they're going to have marketable title subject to a number of exceptions, and one of the exceptions will be the purchase money mortgage, because that is a lien that's on the property, but for several reasons, that's going to be an exception to coverage. Title is the bundle of rights associated with the property, and that bundle of rights has lots of different
avenues.
Yeah, I was going to say twigs. There's not twigs in the bundle. So yes. Marital rights are a bundle. Homestead rights are in the bundle. Property rights, easements, FPL, JEA can walk on your property and check your electric meter. You own your property, but there's access rights. You might be a parcel of land that's abuts a right-of-way, a road, and you have the property. Let's say, usually this happens more often in a rural context, where the property behind you has an access easement across that property. That's part of the bundle of rights. That would be likely accepted from coverage for an owner's policy, because an owner has their bundle of rights, and the policy will lay out all the exceptions to that bundle.
Correct.
Yeah.
So now, is there like an expiration date on this?
No.
That's
slightly nuanced. When you buy the property, the date of policy is the date that it insures, that the insurance will cover, and it relates back. So let's say it's today, December 19th. If your deed is of record on December 19th, usually when the county records are updated, the policy will come out about 2 weeks after closing. We'll issue the policy. Everything back in time is insured. That there's no subject to the exceptions on the policy.
Nothing forward. It's always
nothing forward. Right, because you can go out the day after you close and put a pool in the backyard, have five different contractors out there, and they'll all file their notices of commencement, and they'll start doing stuff. And if you don't pay them, you can't turn around, wave your title insurance policy in their face and say, oh, wait a minute, I'm going to file a claim. Well, the claim, like an auto insurance claim, mm-hmm. like a homeowner's insurance claim, there's certain exceptions.
Right.
And
so regular insurance goes forward in time, but title insurance goes back in time.
Yes. Right. And that's my job, is to make sure that everything's clear. Sometimes things appear off record that go mm-hmm. way back in the chain.
Mm-hmm.
And some experienced title attorneys know how to manage those things. Sometimes you can't find an heir in the chain. Sometimes you can't locate a prior mortgage. Sometimes the prior mortgage might be from somebody who's no longer around.
The fact that the property used to be a cemetery years ago.
Well, refer that out. Just kidding. Yeah.
I think one of the best advice we can give, too, mm-hmm. with cash or even with investors that will buy it online. We used to say buy it on the court steps, but they're buying it online now. To do a title search before you purchase it.
Right. And the investor type transactions are buying, they know they're buying property with a load of stuff accepted from coverage. Generally, they'll have code enforcement liens. They'll have unpaid taxes in the chain. Those investors, and that's why they get a deal on it, because there's some
heavy lifting.
But it's
good to do the search to know what you're dealing
with.
Oh, for
sure. Absolutely.
Because
every time
we've had some horror stories on that where people, they'll never be able to sell the house.
That's right.
You know?
Well, they could be, right? Unless they have a lot of work to do. They sure do.
Yeah, it would take a lot of time to get rid of what this poor guy had on that house.
So someone does the homework to find out whether or not there are anything before the policy is issued?
That's what we do. Yeah, the first thing we do is we get that. We do a search of the mm-hmm. public records and court records and mm-hmm. a comprehensive search to find out what is there. What attaches?
Records,
what
are
some
local
of the biggest surprises people find out that we didn't know we had this lien on the property? Did you see more common than
anything?
I'll
tell you what's a big surprise. It's when they don't know they have a second. That always amazes me.
Or the contractor's liens happen a lot, but those expire after a certain period of time. There's mm-hmm. statutory provisions on that. Surprises, heirs. Heirs back in the chain. We look back in marital status of one of the grantors, one of the sellers back in the chain, is not listed. So wait a minute, was this person married? Was their spouse, were they married? If they were married, did their spouse join the mortgage? Things like that. I think we're almost out this time. That happens quite a bit. Heirs are a really, not common thing, but it's a...
But it happens.
It happens, and it's not fun when it does.
It's like, we want to sell a house when it's actually clear.
And then we make a claim, and we fix it.
Okay.
All right.
So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this and also about homestead exemption. Yeah. So Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back on WBOB.
Congratulations. You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Is it time for a new roof? Get your roofing job done right. Call Sears Roofing right now for a free in-home estimate. That's Sears Roofing. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. Call Sears Roofing right now. 1-888-990-2233. That's 1-888-990-2233. 1-888-990-2233. Sears.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at anitahiles.com. And you can also reach me at 904-290-1552. That's 904-290-1552. Give me a call so I can list your home. I'd love to sell it.
Okay.
The market is still hot.
And you help them find another home too, right?
I definitely will. Okay. Absolutely. Be my honor to do that. We have a lot of interesting things coming up with Rapid Fire Real Estate. We are going to be moving to prime time in January from 5 to 6 p.m. So I'm hoping that you guys will tune in between 5 and 6 p.m. effective January. And then we also have Chris Hogan from Dave Ramsey Solutions coming on the show on January 9th. And he has released a new book. And when you call in, he is going to be giving free books away. So I'm kind of looking forward to it. So we have a lot of good changes coming to Rapid Fire Real Estate in January. Year's almost up. And we have more good news from attorney Andy Alderman. And what can you tell us about homestead exemption?
Well, the end of the year is generally a busier time in my practice because of, and one of the reasons for that is homestead exemption. Folks want to be in a property. Homestead exemption is the credit that's applied to the property tax, the ad valorem assessments on a property from the county. Under Florida law, there's, you can apply that homestead exemption, but you have to reside in that property prior to the end of the calendar year. So, for example, like if you want to put homestead on your Pontiac Boulevard condo that you were mentioning earlier,
sure,
you want to be, you want to have that titled in your name, and you want to reside in it permanently prior to, on or before December 31st, 2018.
So it's not just purchasing the house.
No.
You have to move actually into the home.
That's exactly right.
And prior to December 31st.
Permanently reside in it. Right.
How often do you see people doing squirrely things where they say that's where they're living, but they're really not?
Well.
And is that something that's monitored closely?
When you apply for it, generally speaking, the county enforces that. The county that the property is located in will enforce that.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to apply for it. There's an application process, and you swear to it under penalties of perjury
that you
reside in that property.
Okay.
So I guess there's, you know, if someone were to slime into it, they could, but that's what they could do. You have to have that application, and so you have to reside prior to January 1st, 2019. And your application has to be in prior to March 1st, 2019. So you got 2 months to get your application in. And with all the information that they're going to require, they're going to require proof of residency,
mm-hmm.
maybe a power bill, a voter ID,
sure,
stuff like that. There's different ways to apply. Depending on what county. If you're in Duval, you can apply online. You can apply via fax. You can apply in person. I think you can. I don't know if it's email yet, but I know you can go online.
Mm-hmm.
St. John's County, you can apply online. Nassau, you could apply online. Clay, last year you could not apply online, but you had to have all the information. You had to upload it and present it. And again, before March 1st. So you have until February 28th to get that application in.
What's that homestead deductible amount?
They reduce the assessed value. They reduced it by $50,000. And then the second benefit, there's a thing called the Save Our Homes Cap,
mm-hmm.
which will, let's say, you live in your home, and let's take it way back. Let's say you bought your home in 1990, and you had the same, you had it homesteaded, and you had the Save Our Homes cap on it in 1990. The market has surged since 1990. Your property's worth probably at least double what it was worth in 1990. But your property, the assessed value can only go up by 3% per year.
Okay.
That's the better. That, in some respects, that's the better benefit.
Okay.
Because that benefit is actually portable to a degree. If you own a home, which is since 2008, that's been it's been portable.
First I'm hearing of this.
Yeah,
that's
you
good.
Port that. You can't port the entire amount. It's
mm-hmm.
it's based on, it's that portability is based on, it's kind of, I guess it's complicated to explain, but let's say let's use the value. Let's say your property has a market value of $500,000.
Okay.
And the county says it has that the just value of $500,000, but your assessed value is $400,000. So that means you have $100,000 Save Our Homes cap. That's the difference. That's what your Save Our Homes is worth to that property. And then you'd go, and you were to go buy, you wanted to go buy a $600,000 house, okay? So let's just say for the purpose of our conversation, that house is assessed $600,000. You have $100,000 benefit to the assessment prior to the homestead piece capping what the value is. So that's that benefit. Applies. That benefit goes with the property. Again, there's an application process. You have to leave a homestead for a homestead. Homestead is a really important piece. It's mm-hmm. where you live. It's your homestead. You have to live there. It's your primary residence. Florida has homestead means three different things in Florida. It means the exemption, the tax exemption on ad valorem assessments.
Okay, $50,000 credit.
$50,000 on everything except for schools. Schools, $25,000.
I see.
It's actually $25,000, and they do a double for the other ones.
Okay.
You've got that, and the Save Our Homes. The second piece is spousal rights. In Florida, you have the right against. You can't convey out. You can't encumber the property. If you're married
mm-hmm.
and you own a property together, you can't get a mortgage on it. That's the second piece. And the third piece is you got some protection from creditors. Creditors can't take your homestead. And
that's only in Florida. It does not apply to many other states. Right?
I don't practice law in those states, but I know right. that Florida. I know that Florida has it. I mean, it might exist in other
states. I'm pretty sure it doesn't. In many other places. Yeah. A lot of people come to Florida.
Texas has Florida.
If they think they're going right. to have to file bankruptcy, they'll come to Florida to make sure they can put all their assets.
A lot of people
home.
Use the example of right O.J. Simpson. When O.J. Simpson had that like 60 whatever million dollar wrongful death judgment against him.
35 million.
Whatever it was. Yeah. More money than.
Yeah,
make,
we're just so
know,
happy to have OJ.
But anyway, so that's, you know, it's a.
You want to get in radio and get rich like me.
But so, you know, it's just like, you know, there's a lot of different benefits. The homestead exemption specifically, that those other homestead benefits would apply. You didn't have to be in the property prior to the end of the calendar year. But in this one, you do.
Okay.
And the way the county checks on it, they send you a postcard. And if it comes back, return receipt because you don't live there. The county's like,
interesting.
Maybe Roger doesn't live there. Maybe Roger's got, you know, his tenant in there, you know. So that kind of happens on that.
Okay, interesting.
That's how they check on
it. We learn so much here on Rapid Fire Real Estate.
You do, and they do definitely check on it. So
yeah, they do. They definitely do. There's a lot of revenue out there. And then if they can bust you and knock that off, you know, I know an attorney
right.
who lost the homestead, who maybe missed a deadline or something like that. He thought he had it.
Mm-hmm.
12 years later, he was refinancing his property. And when I talked to him and I said, hey, blank, you realize that you don't have homestead in your home that you've owned since, I think it was 2002. He freaked. He freaked out because that Save Our Homes would have saved him, thousands and thousands right. and thousands of dollars.
Can you go back retroactively and claim it?
I haven't done it. He was trying to do it, and I said, keep me posted. Let me know how it goes.
Andy, I don't know. Yes. How can people get a hold of you at St. John's Title?
Our office phone number is 904-222-6422, or they can email us at info@stjohnstitle.com, or they can find us on the web, www.stjohnstitle.com, and that's STJOHNS, like the river, TITLE.com, not SAINT.
Perfect.
You got it.
And Jeff, how do they find you at Brightway?
Absolutely. I can be reached, our office number, 904-538-0411, or you can find me online at MrBrightway.com.
Mr. Brightway, I like that. And Chad Murphy from First Florida Financial.
Direct line, 904-566-8825. Or email Chad at mortgagebrokerassociation.com.
Repeat that real quick. Your mic was, just repeat everything.
Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah. You're phone number 904-566-8825. That's my direct line. Email is Chad at mortgagebrokerassociation.com.
And you can always find me anytime at AnitaHiles.com.
And if you didn't get on,
at Realty Executive Oceanside.
Right. And if you didn't get any of that information, you can contact Anita and you can kind of direct them right to the right
place.
Right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Be more than happy to help you folks sell your house or buy a new one. So you can always reach me at Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And we have our new producer. Are you going to say hi to everybody before we leave? I don't think so. Maybe he's going to be a little bit shy today. We're glad to have our new producer, Andre. Merry Christmas to everybody, and we'll see you in the new year.
Okay.